Hunt, your hometown radio theater critic. You most likely know the tale of Charlotte's Web, about life, death, and the friendship between a pig and a spider. It's a classic best-selling children's book, an animated movie, a live-action movie, and Volcano Theater Company has opened the heartwarming stage play version in the company's outdoor amphitheater. Accomplished playwright Joseph Robinette wrote the stage play with the book's Pulitzer Prize-winning author E.B. White, who also penned Stuart Little, The Trumpet of the Swan, and dozens of adult novels and nonfiction books. Like all good children's literature, Charlotte's Web is appreciated by adults as well as children. And like Wilbur the Pig, Volcano Theater Company's production of Charlotte's Web is terrific, radiant, and humble. A wonderful example of everything great about community theater, showcasing the creative talents of local adults and children in a thoroughly entertaining experience for audiences of all ages. Over 50 people, actors from elementary school age to Volcano Theater Company veterans, plus technical pros, set and costume designers, backstage and front of the house support, succeeded in producing a top-notch night of theater under the stars. 16-year-old Brooke Dillion as Wilbur, on stage for virtually all of the two-hour play, was absolutely charming, perfectly embodying the innocent and hilarious pig. Her co-star, veteran adult actor Mitch Allaire, is perfectly cast as the world-wise and compassionate spider, Charlotte, with a great leggy costume and a magical web. Their barnyard friends, Goose, Gander, and a gaggle of darling goslings, two cynical sheep, and Templeton the Rat, are all ably played by a mix of youth and adult actors. The play's narrator, voiced by Radio Hall of Famer Jeff Charles, sets the scene and moves the story along. The humans in the story are played by a mix of experienced Volcano Theater Company players and first-timers. It's really fun to see regular folks try out for the first time and succeed at performing on stage. Marty Briffman and Jim Estes co-directed the play, which was originally planned for the company's 2020 season, but postponed due to COVID. Their job with such a large cast was supported by assistant director Brenda Metzger and by several behind-the-barn wranglers for all those youngsters in the show. The simple but very clever set was designed by the two directors and constructed by Chuck Haggard with imaginative lighting and sound effects by Jim Cottle and Mitch Mitchell. My group of four adults thoroughly enjoyed Charlotte's Web, but by all means, bring the whole family, littles to grandparents, for this show. The preschoolers in the audience at the Saturday night performance we attended were still hanging on every word at curtain call. So go! See the terrific, radiant, and humble Charlotte's Web in Volcano. Doors open at 6:30 and curtain time is 8 p.m. Bring a picnic and lawn chairs and blankets. High back chairs are allowed in the upper rows, low lawn chairs and seating on blankets in front. And it gets cold after dark. We bring warm coats and extra blankets when we go to the outdoor shows. Charlotte's Web plays in the Volcano Amphitheater Friday and Saturday nights through September 21st. Tickets are available online at volcanotheater.net. And this is Lucy Hackett for KVGC Radio.